kidnapped in Mexico. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Four U.S. citizens are missing after being kidnapped when they crossed the border from Brownsville, Texas to Matamoros and were met with gunfire.
The four were in a van with North Carolina plates. The gunman dragged one victim into the bed of a white pickup, followed by three additional victims who appear injured or unconscious, who are literally tossed into the bed of the truck like a sack of flour while the traffic maneuvers around them. Now, sources say the van may have inadvertently blown through a cartel checkpoint and was then mistaken for a rival gang.
Fox's William LaJeunesse. Family members say the group were friends from South Carolina, one of whom was going to Mexico for a cosmetic medical procedure. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for the return of the victims and arrest of the gunman. Police in Georgia filed terror charges against 23 protesters they say attacked officers Sunday near a planned police training site critics have dubbed Cop City. Congress is moving forward with a bill to overrule Washington, D.C.'s criminal reforms, even though the city council promises to review them.
The council tried to claw back its perceived soft-on-crime bill. President Biden said he'd sign a GOP plan to intervene in the city's affairs. The Senate still plans to vote midweek to bigfoot the bill. A senior Senate source tells Fox the Senate has the bill and, quote, we will act as we see it. All 49 Senate Republicans and as many as 20 Democrats plan to rebuke D.C. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser vetoed the council's bill, but the council overrode Bowser. Congress can intervene in Washington because the city is a federal enclave.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. As stocks ended little changed Monday, the Dow gained 40 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Iran's continued supply of attack drones to Russia for use in the war against Ukraine is concerning to Western allies in the Middle East.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin landed in Jordan to reassure allies concerned about Iran's increasing partnership with Russia and growing influence across the Middle East.
We've seen Iran most recently provide one-way attack UAVs to Russia. Russia's used those UAVs to attack critical infrastructure in Ukraine. We also expect that Russia will provide technology back to Iran in return for some of the help that they've gotten.
Iran hopes to purchase Russian Sukhoi Su-35 advanced fighter jets.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Norfolk Southern announces it plans to add 200 temperature sensors along its tracks following two train derailments in Ohio. Federal investigators say the hot box sensors near East Palestine were 20 miles apart, too far to alert the crew of danger. Chris Ropp drops the mic on the Slapgate controversy.
Chris Rock addresses the slap heard around the world during Netflix's Chris Rock Selective Outrage.
And people like, did it hurt? It still hurts. I got summertime ringing in my ears.
The comedian, apparently saving those punchlines for last, delving into the infamous Oscar slap controversy involving Will Smith toward the end of Netflix's first ever live global streaming event.
But I'm not a victim, baby. You will never see me on Oprah or Gail crying.
Smith has previously apologized to Rock over the incident that occurred at last year's Academy Awards. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
And the University of Massachusetts is warning about a TikTok binge drinking trend called Blackout Rage Gallons, or Borgs. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.